This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
All right, hour two is upon us. Myself, Andy, and Charlie are waiting for Richard. He'll call us here in a moment. We're going to do wilderness movies in honor of family camp, I guess, is what we decided
right,
to do.
They get lost in the forest, so.
I've got a few of those that are kind of along those lines.
But once again, like I said, jungle movies are good, too. Anything with a lot of trees.
Really, we probably could have redefined that to almost like anything outdoors.
Just about, except there are some things that are outdoors that are much more, shall we say, desert-oriented or ocean-oriented.
Yeah, I kind of nixed those.
Yeah,
I did,
too.
On my list, I did. I nixed those.
I did, too, and I saw there were a lot listed, and I was just kind of like, that.
Yeah,
that's,
like, those aren't really wilderness. Now, maybe it's because we don't have an ocean, and we don't think of the ocean as being wilderness. I guess if you live next to it, maybe we'd think differently.
Why? Because of seaweed? An ocean is not wilderness. It's underwater. It's cheating, John.
What if you're on the water?
It's
though?
Immoral to use an ocean movie
if you're on
as
top
a
of
wilderness.
It? What about frozen water?
Okay.
Well?
Yeah, but Castaway, you're Castaway on what?
An island.
Charlie, an
it's
island.
It's still wilderness,
with
I guess.
Lots of what? Trees.
If you have one, doesn't matter. Just let us know. We'll figure it out either way.
We'll be nice.
Yeah. So anyways, again, as we're waiting for Richard, we'll probably do like we normally do, take a really quick break here, get things set up, have a nice long first segment at the same time that way. And again, if you've got a couple of you've already texted in, keep doing that. 307-200-8222. Again, 307-200-8222.
Or give us a call at.
Either way, 303-477-5600.
You remembered.
I kind of got that one memorized.
You got that one down?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be giving out other numbers. I'm intending to give out other numbers, and that one will work its way out because I say it so much.
I know. Me too.
You know, it's sort of like it's just, you know, just the way it is. So, all right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. That way we can get things set up. Or maybe not. Richard's joining us now. Actually, hang on. Richard's here. I guess we could do a round. Richard, are you with us?
I always want to stress Andy out just a little bit before the weekend.
That's what Andy said, or that's what Charlie said, I mean.
You know, Richard.
Just to make sure Andy knows that I still think about you.
Richard, before you started doing that, I had a full head of hair. Things are going downhill. My wife is very upset, by the way.
Oh, my word. You guys.
Unfortunately.
Well, okay. I guess since you're here, we'll do a round, then we'll take a break after a couple rounds.
Okay, I'm going to start with, and by the way, Richard, I was saying earlier that, you know, wilderness, that could be forest, that could be jungle, you know, a lot of trees, you're good. So we're very forgiving around here. Okay, the first one is, for me, a pretty easy one of the best ones ever, Jumanji.
Here they come. We got to go.
I can't outrun those guys.
We gotta go now! Get on my back!
What? I would rather die.
Jump on my back!
Nope, I'm going down. Let me go! Spencer! Put me down!
Still one of the best movies ever.
Oh, it's great. I love Jumanji.
Oh, hilarious. Literally, just hilarious.
I know.
Non-stop. Entertainment the whole time.
Well, and you had a really terrific set of characters and a couple really dominant comedic characters who were just so good. So what do you think, Richard?
Yeah, again, one of the better films. Obviously, The Rock is just a superstar, right? Pretty much anything you put him in, he's gonna he's gonna do well at. And so, yeah, again, one of the better movies overall.
Okay, you're up.
All right, so I'm gonna go again. Dad, you mentioned him yesterday, but my my boy, my oldest, his birthday was yesterday, and this is his new favorite movie these days, and it's actually on Disney Plus, which is Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh. Great movie.
Did they make a new one, or is it an old one that's his new favorite?
This is the one from 1963, you know, Andy, when you were a young lad.
Yeah.
And so it's I don't know. I'd actually never seen it before, and so it was Disney Plus the other day, and my we had movie night, and we were like, "Oh, let's watch that." And he just loved it. He loved you when they do the little zoo thing, and when they're fighting the pirates and they're making the little bombs, you know, out of the cannonballs and out of the coconut.
Richard, I got to test you now. What TV show, TV series, and movie was made basically taking that entire theme to outer space?
No idea.
Lost in Space.
No, never seen it, Andy.
Wow.
Yeah,
the Robinson family, Lost in Space.
Which Swiss Family Robinson, okay. Which is a little different, but it was the whole basic kind of premise.
Okay.
So there you go. Great example, Richard. John.
I'm going to try to pick one that maybe Richard especially doesn't know. I'm going to start with a comedy. Richard probably does know this one, although he probably hasn't seen it for a long time. This would be John Candy in The Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
Big Bear, chase me. Hilarious.
Boy, you know what? He left us too soon, didn't he?
Oh, that guy was so hilarious.
I loved him.
Oh, any movie he made, you just laughed and laughed. Just absolutely hilarious.
You know what, though? His funniest one may have been his first one that just launched him on the map, which was...
Canadian Bacon or...
Splash.
Oh, Splash. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, he was hilarious.
Good one. All right. John and Cheyenne, you're up, sir. Go ahead.
Danger Will Robinson.
Yes. Yes. Loved it.
I had to go there since you guys did it. As for John Candy, I think he made the movie Stripes just to...
Oh,
he was wonderful.
Boom, chuckle.
The mud wrestling.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Watching him mud wrestle now, that's a visual I'm not sure I've ever totally recovered from.
Well, I don't know. The women he mud wrestled were pretty...
Yeah, they were cute.
So I'm going to go real old school, African Queen.
Ooh, Bogey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Okay.
And then my wife gave me a real old one, well, not as old as African Queen. She said Jeremiah Johnson.
Nope, stole one of mine.
Redford.
Stealing mine, thanks.
He's taking the classics, John. He's killing us here.
You know, when you're home half the month alone, you turn on old movies.
By the way, great movie. One of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, great movie. And then I won't steal the one that Richard's going to use before the end of the hour, I bet.
Okay.
And it is.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You too, John. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's make another round. We got time.
Make another round?
He didn't get a movie.
No, he didn't. He's saving it for you.
Oh, he didn't want to steal it.
He didn't want to steal it from you, he said.
Okay, well, that's nice.
A bunch of old people, so.
Okay, I'm going to do one that's a war movie, but he spends almost the entire time in the forest called, and I'm not doing a clip here, Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah, good one.
That was him having to evade the bad guys through the forest. Actually, very good movie.
Okay.
You're up,
borderline,
Richard.
But I'm giving it to you. Borderline.
Borderline? He's in a forest the whole time. What do you mean borderline?
Full time is very relative. Very relative.
What does he have to be out there in nature worshiping Gaia for it to be a forest movie? I'm a guy, man.
I took the war movies out because there's so many of them that are actually in the wilderness.
Well, I'm a real man, so I left them in.
I took mine out. So.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Richard.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to go with one that's actually a more recent film that got to see. Andy, you did a review on this one, I believe, and Dad, you hadn't saw it. Which is The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
Fun little film.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Andy probably didn't like it because he doesn't like good movies. He's probably going to hate Top Gun and then the new Jurassic World and everything. So I understand.
I do hate good movies. I really do. You know, and that
I like The Lost City, actually.
Makes me a great critic. No, fun. Actually, I had I thought it had moments where it fell short, I thought. But overall, I thought it was a pretty good movie. So there you go. John?
I have one where the animals are actually in the wilderness for the majority of the movie. This was Richard's, one of his favorite movies growing up.
Free Willy!
Nope, Homeward Bound.
Then Free Willy?
He liked Free Willy too, yes, but Homeward Bound. Remember that, Richard?
Homeward Bound, yes. With Chance. Shadow and Champ and what was Sassy?
Sassy the cat.
Richard, what caused you to sob more as a child? Free Willy, Homeward Bound, Bambi?
I can do dead deer, and I can do dead whales or captive whales or all that other nonsense. But Andy, Marley and Me is like the worst movie ever made. Because I can't do dogs. There's just something about dogs. Honestly, you could kill a cat. I'm okay if Sassy dies. It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me, really.
Well, wait a minute. Like, are you saying that basically during Bambi you were cheering for the hunters?
No, but it's just kind of a natural life cycle of life, right? And, you know, the hunters go out. They got to kill the buck. Population. You know, learning things, Andy, that I was taught at the age of 5, right? You know, taught about all these different things.
You know, I picture you in the theater explaining that to the sobbing kids around you. No, this is very natural.
Yes.
And you got to take out the female ones because the herds just explode. And Richard is telling everybody this around him in the audience.
Yeah, well, like again, I can't do dead. I just can't do dying. Well, like I said, I just cut
for those of you that
old yeller.
Yeah, for those of you that may not know this, Richard's also a dog whisperer. Richard, from the time he was a little boy, I mean, very little,
really
doesn't know a strange dog. He can talk to any dog. He's just got this sense of whatever, and dogs just he and them are connected. I don't know.
Do they talk back, Richard? Do you understand them?
Andy, if I told you that, then you would hold me hostage with the gun.
Okay. We've got a fire starter thing going here. Okay. Thank you, Richard.
All right. All right. Well, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. I gave mine. So we're done. We'll make another round when you come back.
Okay.
American National Insurance is next. Save money on insurance. And by the way, make sure that you are properly insured as well. Paul Lewinberger, my agent, would love to help you. Great guy, by the way. Good friend of mine. He'll treat you right. 303-662-0789.
You are responsible for making sure that you are properly insured, but you're not alone. While Paul Lewinberger believes in personal accountability, he wants to make sure he's setting you up for success as your home and auto insurance agent. Paul will teach you about how you can save money on your premium while being fully covered in case of a loss. Your insurance should be for emergencies, not petty cosmetic issues. Insurance is not a coupon, your bank account, or for maintenance. Paul Lewinberger will tell you that your insurance is for emergencies. And when you work with Paul, you'll be rewarded for your diligence. Ask him about their incentivizing rebate program. Take a higher deductible and take responsibility. It's just one of the ways they can afford to keep their rates low. Take control of your life. Take responsibility for your insurance coverage. Call Paul Lewinberger with American National Insurance now at 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where you can get that free mortgage review today. Call Kurt. He'll take care of you, 720-895-0500.
Want to keep making your 30-year payment but own in 15 years? Want to be able to access your equity for future needs and not pay for it now? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been showing Coloradans how to own their home in less time without changing their 30-year payment. Home values are at the highest in their history. Take advantage of being able to access your equity for 10, 20, 30 years without making payments now. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Worried about inflation? Everything getting too expensive? Learn how to be able to access your equity without having to refinance and pay closing costs over and over and over. Do it once and you're good for 30 years. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Tired of paying too much interest to own your home? Stop. Learn how to lower your total interest cost, 720-895-0500. Locally owned and operated since 2001, and where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
KNR Home Transitions is next. If you need a realtor, it's two for the price of one. Literally, both these ladies will work hard for you, whether you're selling, buying, adding a rental property, you name it. They understand that whole world and will help you out anywhere in the metro area, by the way. Actually, all over the state. 720-437-8210 or klzradio.com.
Catherine and Robin aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. Just ask to see their fingernails. Once you hire them as your real estate team, K and R Home Transitions aren't afraid to do the work no other realtor would do. If they need to, positioning your home to sell for a higher price. They roll up their sleeves and get to work. For one home foreclosure, Robin had to paint the fence outside while Catherine was painting the fireplace inside. You see, without their help, some of these homeowners would lose all their equity to the bank, walking away with nothing but damaged credit. Catherine and Robin even found a law firm willing to wait until after the sale to collect attorney fees because their client needed legal representation. The average real estate agent would never work this hard when you hire them. Call Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby of K&R Home Transitions now at 720-437-8210. Powered by Worth Clark Realty.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Wilderness Movies. Yes, there's some text messages coming in. I will get to those in just a moment. Andy,
okay, let's do one that was that spent a lot of time out in the forest. Here we go.
For your information, there's a lot more to ogres than people think.
Example?
Okay, ogres are like onions.
They stink?
Yes. No.
Oh, they make you cry?
No.
Oh, you leave them out in the sun, they get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs?
No. Layers. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers? You get it. We both have layers.
Oh, you both have layers. Oh. You know, not everybody like onions.
Cake! Everybody loves cakes. Cakes have layers.
I don't care what everyone likes. Ogres are not like cakes.
I love that scene. It goes on for a while, but I don't know that movie. I don't want to keep playing. What?
I don't know that movie.
Shrek.
Never saw it.
Shrek.
Oh, you never saw Shrek?
Nope. Never seen it.
You never saw Shrek.
Never saw it.
Richard, when you were raising your father from a pup, why didn't you ever show him Shrek?
Never seen it.
I have failed, like, clearly.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I know.
Is Richard, it good?
No, it's very good.
Huh. Okay.
That is a, like, that's about Austin, a 4.5 star movie at least.
Okay.
Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, Mike, Austin Powers, you're basically Austin Powers for kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You're up.
All right. I'm going to go with one that, I don't know, you know, this was a little, or lesser known movie, but one that I enjoyed. Because I enjoyed the book, and that was the movie White Fang.
I knew you were going to say that's on my list.
See?
But how many times did you read that book as a kid? Like 50?
Long time, yes. Lots of times.
That's what I figured.
Excellent. Great movie.
Yep.
Great book, great movie.
I agree.
Andy doesn't read books, but Andy, you should.
Reading hurts.
I know. I understand.
I have Andy's next favorite movie, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
Dances with Wolves.
Oh, gosh. Has it ended yet?
It's in the wilderness.
It's on my list.
It's in the wilderness.
It's on my list.
Tatanka.
Yes,
Tatanka. Come on, Andy. It's a good movie. It's just a little slow at times.
No, it is good. It is a very good movie.
It actually is.
But
yeah.
It drags.
Yeah, just a little.
just a little a lot. I mean, I'm sorry, but it really does drag. Okay. Here's one, a scary one. The Blair Witch Project.
Never saw it either.
That's in the woods the entire time.
Okay.
Did you ever see that one, Richard?
No, you know, I never did. I'm not into scary movies, so no, I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. It was very, let me just say this, that was one of those found footage films where basically all of it is them filming. And it's very, very, very inventive little film. And it had virtually no budget, and it just made millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
So there you go. Richard, you're up.
There you go. All right. I have never seen this movie, Walt says it's good. He's an old soul, so I'm going to give him a little bit, and that is Davy Crockett.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
See, no, I have no idea. No idea?
Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah, very good,
okay,
actually.
There you go.
Very good movie. All right, my next one, because a listener already mentioned it, and it was on my list, actually really at the top of my list, very intense movie. That would be The Revenant.
Yep, that's up there.
Very intense movie, and it's definitely in the wilderness.
That's Leo, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the way, just so you know, what the third movie on my list was Dances with Wolves.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So you can be proud
yeah.
of me.
All right.
Okay. Here's one where there's tons of scenes in the woods, Lord of the Rings.
I'd never seen that one either.
Oh, well, it's incredible. It is. What do you think, Richard?
I don't know if I'm going to let you get away with wilderness for that one, because they're in all sorts of places, Andy.
Well, yeah, but no, they spend most of their time in...
Mordor does not count as the wilderness.
They
like
spend hours walking through wilderness. What do you want? You want them on a highway?
Yes, they would have
for crying out.
Faster.
Yes, they would have gotten there faster. They would have.
It would have been a much more direct shot. I'm just saying. Instead of us still watching, you were talking about Dances with Wolves. Dances with Wolves finished before Lord of the Rings even got started, Andy.
But we're in the 2020s. Cars are evil. You're missing the whole point here. Yes, they were in the forest almost the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very harsh person. You're up.
I understand. All right. We would be remiss if we did not talk about one of the greatest hunters and survivor wilderness men to walk the earth. Or we would be if we didn't mention him, and that is Liam Neeson in The Gray.
Oh yeah,
yeah. On my list.
On my list.
Good one.
Yeah,
good one.
Definitely a good one.
Good one.
You're up.
All right, I have one that I don't think Richard's ever seen. Probably shouldn't watch it. My grandson should never watch this movie, because nobody probably should ever watch this movie, but a lot of us did. Deliverance.
Yep, that was. I knew what you were going to say.
The old banjo scene is still the best.
Oh.
Just such a... You talk about a slow movie, Andy.
It is, but wow.
Dances with Wolves makes that one looks like a... You know,
that moves along.
Yeah, compared to that one. Dances with Wolves is a race movie compared to Deliverance.
Yes, it is.
Is that with the weird kid that plays the banjo
yes.
on the deck?
Yes.
And then the gay rape in the woods.
Yeah, it's the one... What's that, Charlie? Oh yeah,
squealing pigs.
Yeah,
yes.
it's not a movie for the faint of heart. Let's just say that. But
no,
very famous.
Wow.
That was Burt Reynolds and half a dozen other John Voight, half a dozen other great actors. By the way.
Okay, let's do another
Warren
one.
Warren Beatty and so on. Anyways.
And you know Richard won't like this because I do. So Jurassic Park, that had tons of woods and jungle.
I took that off my list.
What?
It's kind of like fake wilderness.
It was tons of...
Yes.
But it's
why?
Not really
it was
wilderness.
Jungle.
It's all set up.
What do you think these dinosaurs... Where do you think they were living?
Yeah, it's an amusement park, Charlie.
Oh, it's an amusement park. It's huge. It's
an amusement park.
It's a total jungle.
Fenced in.
It's a jungle. Just because you have a fence around it doesn't mean it's not a jungle.
I knocked it off my list.
Yeah, that means it's a zoo. So what, are we going to the zoo calling that the wilderness?
It's not a zoo. If it were a zoo, they wouldn't have eaten you. Okay, you see, I have actually gone. Now, Richard, I know this is going to shock you, but I've gone to a lot of zoos and I've never gotten eaten.
Well, because they didn't get out of the cage they were in like they did in Jurassic
Park. But
that's
the whole point. Where are they fleeing them? They're fleeing them through the jungle. Yes! Oh, come on!
I think that's a stretch.
It's not the beginnings of a stretch. It's a bullseye.
Is it a gimme, Richard?
It's a bullseye.
It's not a gimme. I think it's very... I am skeptical. Because when I think of wilderness, I don't think of Jurassic Park.
Why not? What
because
is it?
You, Andy,
you got a
you
zillion trees, and they're running through them away from these predators. And you don't consider that.
You were looking up movies with trees, Andy.
Gosh, I don't know. Somebody help me out. What do you find a lot of in a forest or in a jungle?
Andy, you know what?
Wait,
Andy,
no, I got it. Trees. That comes
you know what
to mind.
The Lorax. I don't think I'm mentioning the Lorax as part of this wilderness genre.
Well, The Lorax is a sucky movie, though. This is Jurassic Park.
Okay, what's the worst Jurassic Park, real quick?
The Lost World, by far.
I'm with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
New one looks good, by the way.
Yeah, previews do. We'll see if it is good, but the previews look good.
Yeah.
The new one, surprisingly, well, actually not surprisingly, right? Because it just happened because of how they had to do the animatronics. With obviously, the first one was just so groundbreaking that everyone liked it.
Right, right.
But then The Lost World got carried away, and they kind of got a little bit better with Jurassic Park 3. But the three new ones, by far, they almost, honestly, actually, I would argue that Jurassic World beats the original Jurassic Park. Just because of some of what they do. But this next one looks great, with the fact that they bring everyone together and, you know, Goldblum's there and everyone's there. I think it'll be fantastic.
Richard, I want to ask you this. You know, with the original Jurassic Park, what do you think people were more impressed by, the dinosaurs or the forest?
Andy?
I love torturing you. Yeah, go ahead.
On to the next, as one might say.
You're up. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. You know what? If we're talking about wilderness and jungles, and Andy's completely changing the category.
Totally.
We have to do with one of our most infamous or famous lost people, which is Tom Hanks in Castaway.
No, that's fine.
I think that one.
There
was
a forest on the jungle.
By the way, did you guys see that a replica Wilson from that movie was just sold?
No.
How much?
Hold on. It was like $150,000, but it wasn't even the real one.
Give me a break.
And it wasn't the real one? That's ridiculous.
The real one floated away, Andy.
Oh, jeez, John.
Sorry.
Richard, later on after the show, can you break the truth to your dad?
Yes. So the original one.
You're going to have to grow up quick, John. Go ahead, Richard.
So the original one sold last year for $308,000.
Wow.
Yeah, but that makes sense. It's the original one.
Wow.
Yeah, but they just did, like I said, I'm pretty sure you saw on the news this last week that they did like a replica one that still sold for over $100,000.
Well, maybe this one was the stunt Wilson. They just used it in stunts. What do you think?
They lost the first one.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Okay, John, you're up.
Okay, well, I'm up. Hang on.
We have taken this down into the gutter. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to do movies that we've really not mentioned before. The Way Back.
Okay. That's a good one.
Good movie.
Okay,
slow. I mean, a lot of these wilderness movies, by the way, are slow. Sort of the genre.
Okay, now
except
this,
for Jurassic Park, by the way, which, by the way, isn't a wilderness movie, but hey,
totally
whatever.
Is.
Whatever.
Yeah,
we'll
it's totally
it
a jungle
anyways.
Movie. All
that's
the way
it's
a jungle
faster
movie.
Paced.
It's absolutely jungle movie. By the way, so is this next one, but Richard will think it's a zoo movie, I guess. Predator with Arnie.
Somebody texted about that
one.
Oh,
come on. He's in it. They're in a jungle the entire time.
It's like a war movie, though.
Who cares? It's trees everywhere.
Well, I could name Apocalypse Now, then.
Yeah, why not?
Don't really consider that.
What do you guys want me to do? Like get in touch, in tune with nature?
Yes.
I hate nature. You know that. I want it
so
paved
you'd
under.
Have the dinosaurs chase you.
I want yes
find
on
yourself.
An open pavement.
I see.
I want
okay.
the dinosaurs to chase me.
Got it.
Because well, they'd be driving.
Andy needs an Airstream, Richard.
Yeah, I know he does. He needs to go through his general. No, he needs a. He needs like a machete to chop down his trees as he's traversing through the
there
forest.
I look at this planet with this in mind. It's nature or me.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, one of us is going down.
It's hilarious.
Richard, you're up.
Okay, in honor of Andy just thinking that trees and something like of that matter, I'm going to say Pocahontas, Andy.
Yes, that's on my list. Boring movie, but...
What are we doing?
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah.
Is that yes. starring Elizabeth Warren?
Yes, it was. She's quite
so
the
funny.
She was quite the singer back in the day.
Hey, you know, I take offense to that, Dad. The fact that you would put her with our fellow Native American.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably offensive to them. Good point.
All right, some might say the savages. Wait, you can't say that anymore.
No, you cannot. You are correct.
By the way, you watch Disney Plus movie lately, and it's like even Peter Pan has it, you know, because they have the Indians that go
around. The disclaimer?
Yeah, the disclaimer about how they may be offensive to people.
Oh, brother.
Give me a break. Really?
You haven't seen...
No, I don't watch Disney Plus. I don't have kids. You know that.
You should watch Peter Pan or Pocahontas on there, and it's funny Peter Pan because obviously they play it such a little part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have to rescue their daughter, it is kind of funny. You know, they are running around the fire with their, and they are all red faced and sort of bad.
Okay, this next one of mine is we'll do a break after this. Is a newer movie. I don't remember Andy reviewing this, so if you did, let me know.
No, it had nature.
It's very, well, it's a slow movie, very kind of depressing, but a decent movie. It's called Land.
No, I didn't see it.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Were there trees on the land?
Lots.
Well, there you go.
She's in
well done.
She's in the wilderness, Andy. Wilderness.
Wilderness? What's that?
Not the zoo called Jurassic Park.
Oh, wait. The wilderness? You mean that thing that Arnie was racing through in Predator?
See those things over there that come up out of the ground there?
Yeah. I saw a lot of that with Arnie in Predator. There were trees everywhere.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, folks. And maybe your electrical system in your house is like a jungle. Or maybe it's like the vast wilderness and you have no idea what to do with it.
It feels that way.
Sometimes it can.
When you start looking at all those circuits.
Yeah, spaghetti, sometimes it does. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if that's you and you need their help, give them a call today. 720-526-0231 or klzradio.com.
You spend a lot of money on your furnace. Now make sure your investment pays off for years to come. Sign up for an Absolute Advantage membership to maintain your HVAC systems. Now free to KLZ listeners for the first year. Call 720-526-0231. The team at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air provides long-term customer service, meaning they don't focus on a one-time sale. They want to become your preferred home services partner for the lifetime of your furnace and beyond. To prove their commitment, they're offering free Absolute Advantage memberships to KLZ listeners for the first year, a $369 value. Receive waived dispatch fees during normal business hours, discounted after-hours service fees, a free yearly furnace maintenance and safety inspection, and more. Sign up for the Absolute Advantage membership now. Call 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, High Five Plumbing is next, and sometimes plumbing can look like your electrical we just talked about a moment ago as well. Some people look at that plumbing like spaghetti. Like, what do I do with what?
Yeah.
If you're that guy or gal and you need plumbing help, we've got help for you. High Five Plumbing can do that. So, folks, anything you need. Again, a lot of summer projects some of you may have coming up. Whatever it is, they'll take care of you. And don't forget about the water quality test as well. And they just won the Small Business of the Year award for the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or klzradio.com.
You once dreaded calling the plumber. You worried about their integrity, reliability, and overall morals. That was before you knew about High Five. Now you have a plumbing company that shares your core values of giving back to the community. On top of excellent customer service, reasonable pricing, and friendly technicians, High Five Plumbing donates $500 per month to a charitable organization no matter what. That's because the owners, Levi and Cassie, care about the communities they serve beyond potential profits. On top of that, they donate $10 of every High Five Club membership so you can be part of their charitable mission. They even give 100% of the proceeds from all apparel sold to a charitable organization of the staff's choice every month. And they donate 1% of the revenue from a service truck each month. You care about giving back to your community and you need a great plumber. Now you're not scared to call a plumber because they prove they care through customer and community service. Call 877-934-4445. Or 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE for plumbing that gives back.
An absentee-owned business is better than one you need to work every day. When it comes time to sell your company, the potential buyer doesn't want to have to work there. They want it to run itself. You need to think about your future and the future of your company. When you're a small business owner, you keep big business in check. You're a vital part of the local and national economy. Your responsibility as a small business owner is to be an active participant in the planning of your business. If you don't know how to plan for the future, that's okay. Call John Rush He can show you how to make your business more profitable or even sellable, if that's the plan. Email John at rushmediainc.com for a free one-hour consultation.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today, and another round is upon us.
Wait a minute. I need a minute here. I'm going through some scenes counting trees in Jurassic Park. Jeez. There are a lot of them. Oh, my gosh, look at all the trees. It's beautiful. I love nature.
I think Charlie called you out on Shrek, though, and said that's really not wilderness.
No, that's wilderness. They're walking through the wilderness.
I never seen it.
Yeah, no.
So I wouldn't know.
Okay, Josh Brolin's in a terrific one called Only the Brave. There are firefighters who fight fires
one,
in the mountains.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll give you that.
That was a really good movie. I enjoyed that one.
Fabulous movie, actually.
Yep. Richard, you're up.
Which one?
Only the Brave. It came out, about 2 years ago, I think? Ish?
Year and a half. No, it's been longer than that. The Brave?
Two and a half?
Probably 5 years ago.
No. Have I been doing this that long?
It's been a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
You're old, Andy.
I am old.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to say one just to make Andy mad. So it's going to be a TV show.
Jeez.
And one that I know is going to classify, which is Yellowstone, because that's in the wilderness if we're talking about, trees and such.
Yeah, but it's not in a theater. You see,
I don't care.
The whole thing is, wilderness. Wait, I'm checking the spelling on this word here. MOVIES. What is movies?
Okay, so I guess Andy will have to take them out if they were just on Netflix then.
No, I guess that's okay. A movie on Netflix, but it's not a series.
You know what, Andy? You are sometimes a little bit snooty about your movies.
I am. Okay,
I
look.
Like it.
I can't believe that you guys had a problem with Predator and Jurassic Park. That's cold.
Is it wilderness or jungle?
We don't have a problem.
But we already said wilderness includes jungles, obviously.
Okay.
I just didn't want to say wilderness, jungle, and forest movies. It takes too long.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. You're up. You are up.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, yeah.
How about Perfect Getaway?
I haven't seen it.
It's where they're on their honeymoon. They go to basically the coast of Hawaii. They're in the wilderness. They're along the it's a very famous trail, by the way, over there. But they're on this trail, and there's murders and things that happen. They're trying to figure out who the real killer is. And
well, that doesn't sound very wildernessy.
Real twisted. Oh, it is.
That's not very wildernessy.
They're like running from who they think the killer is, and it's a real twist at the end. And it's good, actually. It's a good movie.
Okay. Well, okay. There you go. I'll tell you what, for Richard, I'm going to get totally in touch with nature here. I'm going to love my mother, Gaia. We're going to go out in the forest. Sherwood Forest. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. That's a forest movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, Richard? And remember when they were running from those raptors?
Yes. I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Let's leave it.
Thank you. You're up.
Did we say, I think you did, Dad, did you say The Great Outdoors?
Yes, we did.
You said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm going to say one that actually, Andy, because I don't know if this movie was actually in theaters, may have just been Netflix, so you're probably going to hate it, but that is Wild with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, good one.
No, it's a great one.
Yeah.
A self-discovery, that type of, Gaia sort of thing, Andy. Is talking about the wilderness because it's kind of in the title, right, Andy?
Totally. And by the way, it's not a series. Just thought I'd help you. I know it's kind of hard to separate the difference, but you see, Wild was a movie that just happened to be released on Netflix. By the way, one more thing. What a great performance by Reese.
Agree. All right, I'm going back in time for mine.
Okay.
And I think a couple of you have texted this one as well. So if you did, here we go. Grizzly Adams. That's before Richard's time.
That is way back.
He did have a beard.
Good movie. Oh, big beard. Yeah.
Okay. Have we said yet?
It's from Happy Gilmore when he says, "Yeah, and Grizzly Adams had a beard." Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay. I forget if we've said this one yet. The Edge.
We have not, and it's on my list. Good one, by the way.
Yeah.
And somebody else texted that in, too, so I knew we'd get to it.
I counted the trees. It counts.
That's that one. You know, when you start talking wilderness movies, that's about as wildernessy. I mean, I know some of these other ones are as well, but that one really,
sure.
You know, they're, you know, out on, basically the Alaska coast, I should say, and have to survive, and the bears chasing them, and all. Yeah, it's good.
Some nice acting, too.
Yeah, it's good. It's a really good movie.
Richard, you're up.
All right, so this is, again, sort of survival movie. We kind of talked about it, but I'll take The Wilderness, although it's a different type of wilderness, and that is 127 Hours with James Franco.
Okay.
Yep, on my list. I always forget he played that, by the way.
Right?
I know.
I like it.
I'm looking up the definition of what wilderness means. A tract or region uncultivated and uninhabited human.
Oh, you're right, because in Jurassic Park, all those trees, they planted them in rows. Give me a break.
Andy, they were living there.
You went with Castaway. Guys, that's an island. This was an island.
Uninhabited, Andy.
Who cares if it's uninhabited?
Exactly.
There are people living in forest land. You don't think people can live in forest land?
Andy, then you need to have a dispute with Merriam-Webster.
You've never heard of Evergreen.
It is the case.
You need to go on a field trip to Evergreen. John,
that's
you're
hilarious.
Up.
Okay. You know what? I will give you mine, and then Al Smith's going to join us.
Okay.
Hang on. I did Grizzly Adams. All right. I got to mark that one off. The River Wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of mine.
The River Wild. All right. Let's do this before we take a break, because Al's actually going to come up as a commercial right after this anyway, so it's perfect timing. Al, what's going on, sir?
Oh, another day in paradise. Beautiful day out there.
Yes, it is.
I thought of a couple of wilderness movies. I wasn't listening to the show earlier, so I don't know if they have been called in, but the movie with Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin, The Edge.
Yep, did that one. Good one.
Yeah, and I don't know the name of this one, but there's one about a young man who kind of casts everything aside and goes up to live in the wilderness of Alaska in a bus, and he died of starvation after a few months.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of that movie, Al? I can't remember.
I can't either.
I saw that movie. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, that was Predator. It was Arnie?
Yeah, no, it was not.
It was, too. And there was some fighting that happened on the side.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Hey, Al, real quick, talk about your seminar coming up next week while we're at it.
Well, it's the second in a day, or the second session of a class that began this week. It is Steps to Retirement, and it's a really comprehensive, and it's a little late to get in on this one, but I will be scheduling another one because the interest for the people who are coming is intense.
Okay.
People are really enjoying the information because it goes into great detail. And the second session, which is taking place this Tuesday, we're covering taxation, Social Security, and estate planning. And although I'm not an attorney, I play one on the radio. No, kidding.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they fill out a big, long thing about their legacy wishes and so forth. And the people who are coming have, you know, really good questions about how the general information that I've been providing relates to them specifically.
Nice. All right. Hey, how do you tell the folks to get a hold of you, Al?
303-744-1128. What have been some of the best wilderness movies out there?
Oh, man, we've rattled off, 20 or so by now.
Jurassic Park was
probably the top. No,
I know
not
that
hardly.
That's what they like the most.
No, not even. Not even.
Jumanji.
Jumanji's a good one. Yes, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Al, I'm going to let you go. We're going to break, and actually, you're up next. So Al Smith's coming up next, Golden Eagle Financial. Al, thanks a lot, as always. We appreciate it. And again, give Al a call, Golden Eagle Financial.
Maintain your budgeting momentum for retirement. Once you begin good financial habits, you're more likely to continue them.
If you procrastinate, you're likely to continue procrastinating. A good plan will help your financial momentum, allowing you to see numerical projection of what it's going to take. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you strategize a great retirement plan that will include a clear picture of where you are now and an image of what you want your future to look like and include the steps necessary to get you there. With Al Smith's help, you'll learn how much you need to save in order to achieve your financial goals. Provide yourself with income that will last with the momentum of good habits. Al Smith can help people who are newly retired or have a 5 to 10 year window before leaving the labor force. You need to be realistic about your retirement with financial planning from Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial. Visit klzradio.com/money to maintain or establish budgeting momentum for your retirement.
All right, veteran windows and doors coming up next. If you need anything when it comes to your home and the windows and doors of it, give them a call today. Dave, the owner, will come out and give you a price and tell you exactly what you need and educate at the same time. 303-529-0720 or klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors proves that you can save people money while maintaining high standards. Owner Dave Bancroft believes product and service should stand alone. You shouldn't need to manipulate customers into spending more money. So when the company he worked for started hiring psychiatrists to train their sales staff, he left. Naming his own company after his military service, Veteran Windows and Doors, Dave chose to focus on quality rather than volume. He stands behind his product and service with a transferable lifetime warranty on all windows and doors, plus a 5-year guarantee on labor above and beyond the industry standard. Dave doesn't hire salespeople. Instead, he visits every customer personally to educate them on the product. Without the overhead of a giant sales team, Dave can offer the same high-quality windows and doors for a fraction of the price. No gimmicky pitches, no hiked-up prices, just quality windows and doors with service straight from Dave. Call Veteran Windows and Doors for a comparison quote now, 303-529-0720.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Richard Rush and Andy Pate. And it's my turn, isn't it?
It's your turn.
Okay, I don't want to take John's favorite, which is, of course, Brokeback Mountain. So, what I'm going to go with is John Belushi in Continental Divide.
Oh, good one. Yeah, good one, Andy.
There were trees in that.
That was a good movie, too. Funny.
Yeah, it was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. Okay, Richard, you're up.
Probably a lot of trees, Andy. No, thanks to you.
No, not thanks to me. I would have paved them under. Go ahead.
Fair enough. All right. I'm going to go to the outer realms of our, not of our galaxy, but of our system here locally, and that is Matt Damon in The Martian, because that is an unknown, uninhabited part of our galaxy, Andy.
That's
okay.
A stretch. That's a stretch.
That was pretty good, no?
I took outer space movies out of the list.
I've got an outer space movie I can do after you, John, which I guarantee is going to have a lot of
there
trees.
You go. See?
Go ahead. Go ahead, John. The Martian.
Hunger Games, just because Charlie mentioned it, no one else has.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Good one.
Okay, let's go to outer space, the forest moon of Endor in Return of the Jedi. Yeah, the whole thing is forest.
Yeah.
The moon is, and most of the scenes are there, so very foresty.
Okay.
And you get to fly through it. On, like motor, air motorcycles.
You got a point there.
Richard, you're up.
All right. So one where you people are probably going to get me on this, but that's fine. That's going to be Everest. The movie, it's back
no, I'll count that one.
Of course, people are stranded.
Yep.
And
on my list, good one.
No, whoa. What about when you go above the tree line?
You're still in the wilderness. Look right there.
But
to
there
the
aren't trees. Yeah, wilderness is trees.
No. You can be above the timberline.
Oh, so let's do a desert movie.
No, you can be above timberline, still be wilderness.
I actually,
we did the desert, Andy.
I actually think Everest is a good one. I'm just being annoying. Go ahead, John.
All right, hang on. My next one will be. How about? Oh yeah, because let's see. I already mentioned that one. Hold on. Hang on. I got to make sure I'm staying up here. First Blood, because somebody texted it. I'll give it to him.
Yes. That's a good one. It's one of mine.
Actually, you could throw all the Rambos in there because they're all wildernessy.
Okay.
Not jungle. They're actually in the mountains. They're like wilderness. Because aren't they like up in the Seattle area?
Oh, yeah.
Area
that's
somewhere?
Totally different from Predator.
Totally different. I know.
Jeez.
It is.
You guys.
Totally different.
How about Harrison Ford in Call of the Wild?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant.
Your dad already said it.
You sleeping?
When did you say that one?
Why don't
a while ago.
Kids don't listen
Jeez,
to their parents.
Yeah, are you not listening?
Don't listen to your parents.
Checked out? What are you doing?
Okay, so side note, are we classifying the ocean as the wilderness?
No.
I don't think so.
Richard, I just got to ask, how are kids supposed to get direction if they don't listen to their parents?
But Andy, you know they talk about there's underwater forests in the ocean that we haven't discovered yet.
Okay, yes. Do seaweed. How about Aquaman?
Okay, we got to hurry.
Go ahead. You're up, Richard.
So you're up, Richard, then I'll do one, then we're done.
All right. The Mountain Between Us with Idris Elba.
Never saw it.
Yeah, good one.
Good movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay. My last one will be Troop Beverly Hills.
Jeez.
They're in the wilderness.
Yeah.
They're Girl Scouts. They're in the wilderness.
This is true.
And it's funny. It's old but funny.
Their cookies are addicting.
Yeah, they are. Actually, they are. All right, Richard, I'll let you go. Have a great weekend. And up next, it's RoofMax, Dave Hart. By the way, Dave just did a great treatment for one of you listeners up in Estes Park. So Dave will cover all of our entire area. And in this case, he was able to extend the life of the roof. Didn't have to do any replacements or anything along those lines. In a lot of cases, that's what he can do, saving you the most money. Dave Hart, 303-710-6916, or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Dave Hart with RoofMax offers full-service roofing. With 20-plus years of experience as a roofer, Dave can work on flat roofs, tile, asphalt, metal, rubber, and more. He can handle full roof replacements or repairs, but he prefers to help your roof last as long as possible. Unlike most roofers, Dave Hart can restore your old, dried-out asphalt shingles to their original condition, adding years of life to your roof. An ordinary roofer might pressure you to replace your roof sooner, wasting thousands of dollars. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% the cost of a total replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to 3 applications, RoofMax could help your roof last 15 to 20 years longer. Extend the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
We don't laugh at you, but you can laugh at us. With us. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard is gone. It's just John and
it's
me.
Kind of been a
Shall
left.
I do rapid fire?
Yeah, okay. Before that, though, we did have two that called in. Charlie just texted me on Land of the Mohicans and Medicine Man.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
The Rock was in The Rundown. Totally a jungle movie. Beauty and the Beast was set in the wild. Into the Wild.
Yeah,
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Alive. Cliffhanger. Cabin in the Woods. Let's see here. Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters, was totally in the forest. The Hunt is in the forest. Tarzan.
That's on my list.
Sleepy Hollow. The Jungle Book. Those Who Wish Me Dead with Angelina Jolie.
That was
Charlie,
a good one. Great
Charlie
movie.
Mentioned that earlier. Mm-hmm. Tombstone actually had some forest sections.
Yes, it did, actually.
Yeah. Shanghai Kid had some forest section. I'm your Huckleberry. You hear that, Richard? I'm your Huckleberry.
That's right.
And, you know, we alluded to it, but we didn't use it in the list. Bambi.
I had forest. Yeah, I'll for sure give you that.
You think?
Yep, I'll give you that. Lots of force. Hang on. Let me make sure nobody. Hey, somebody else texted in one more time. Let's see here.
Okay.
Avatar. Yeah. Commie wilderness movie.
It is a commie wilderness.
Andy's family back in Appleton would love it. Comrades. All right. By the way, thanks for those text messages. We appreciate it. All right. Andy and I are going to be here one more hour. I don't know. We're going to mix it up this last hour. I've got a few things I want to talk about in regards to just things going on in the world, maybe some of the baby formula stuff, the trades. I was thinking about something involving the trades earlier today that we'll get to in a moment as well. So hang tight. Myself, Andy, and Charlie, one more hour coming your way. If you're listening to us in the replay hour, thank you so much. I'll be back in the morning for Fix It Radio, followed up by Drive Radio. That starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll see you then. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.